This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hello, Brewskis. My name is Josh. I'm from St. Helens, Oregon. It's a small town about 45 minutes outside of Portland, Oregon. Basically, I'm not the greatest storyteller, so I'm just going to get into it and just tell you the facts and things that went down. So, when I was a kid, I had a best friend. He was a couple years older than me. I think I was probably about 10 or 11. I think he was probably about 13. His parents were hardcore alcoholics, kind of lived in like this big kind of junky house. But I'd go over there because I'd like to hang out with him. He was a pretty cool guy at the time. He's a nice kid. But, I'd always go over to his house, and I just had this feeling in my gut. I never really acknowledged the feeling until I think about it in retrospect, but I always was really uneasy in that house. Like, if I was alone in the room, I would leave the room, or I'd go outside, or I would have to be with somebody if I was ever in that house. I could never be in there by myself. It just, something about it just always creeped me out. But, I really liked hanging out with the kid. He was a cool kid. We got along real well. Went fishing all the time and stuff. So, basically, to get down to it, one night, I wanted to stay the night at his house. And, my parents said, all right. So, I went over there and, we hung out and watched movies and stuff. And then it was time to go to bed. We went upstairs to his room. He slept in the attic. It was a finished attic. And, I can't really describe the feeling I had in that place. It just felt a lot like your stomach dropping when you're driving too fast down a steep hill or something like that, or on a roller coaster. It was kind of like a subtle version of that, but just constantly. And, I kind of just sit there under the covers sweating and just my stomach all cramped up until I'd fall asleep. And, that was kind of the norm. One night I stayed the night over there, and I woke up at about, I assume it had to be the twilight hours, had to be like 2 or 3, I assume. But I just like look over, and he happened to be awake as well. He was like sleeping in a bed next to me. And we're like, hey man, I gotta go pee. He's like, yeah, I gotta go pee too. So, we're just little kids. He starts going down the stairs, and then I start going down the stairs, and I look over to my right. And please excuse the terminology, because I still describe this as if I'm that same age. So if I use some strange terminology, it's because my reference for this event was from childhood. But I saw an old man in a monk suit. I was about 5'5" at the time, and the old man was about as tall as me. And it was very close. It was very close to me. He was only a couple feet away. And he was trying to mouth something to me. He had his hood up. It was like a monk robe. It was a monk robe. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Jeez, monk suit. He wore a monk's robe. He was trying to say something to me. But I only remember this for about a moment, because I just remember hearing, like, the sound of blood pressure in my ears. And, like a ringing. And then I blacked out. And, I don't really remember much after that. I just remember I was told that, I came home. My parents told me I came home in the middle of the night, just absolutely just frantic and, inconsolable and just freaking out. I woke up the next day, walked over there, got my bike, kind of asked what happened. But, yeah, I kind of blacked out after I saw it. But, in retrospect, I think about what was that monk doing in my small podunk town in Oregon. That's something I've always asked myself my whole life. So recently, I kind of looked up some history from the town, and come to find out there was a Catholic, one of the very first churches there was a Catholic church, and it was only about a neighborhood block or two away. So I don't know if that has anything to do with anything, but. I just thought that was interesting. I've since tried to call the church and see if there were any, monks around that time. But, that's just something I'll never forget. He seemed to have a green tint to him. So, how you watch black and white television or those old computer monitors, how they weren't black and white, but they were black and green. They had that green tint. he was black and green. As far as he looked just like I was watching a black and white television, however, he was black and green. And it almost looked as if he was shocked and surprised to see me, as if he were, you know, I think back to it, and it's almost as if he were casting me out. Like, he thought I was a ghost, and he was, you know, casting me away in the name of Jesus and all that good stuff. Another instance I had, I was getting babysat. It was a few years later in life. I was getting babysat by one of my, you know, my parents' friends. And she's kind of a weird older lady. It was just it happened at this duplex. She seemed, you know, okay. She was just kind of distant, kind of a little weird, but okay. You know, nothing unusual. The house didn't seem creepy at all. Like, it was, I'm so shocked that this happened in this house, because it wasn't spooky. It wasn't creepy. It was just an average house. Nothing, one level duplex, just real normal, real average. Basically, TV started turning on and off. I was a kid. I was like, okay, no big deal. It's probably some crossing frequencies. I'm 36, by the way, now. So this was in the 90s. I was like, okay, remote controls are crossing frequencies. You know, no big deal. I mentioned it to her. I'm like, yeah, your TV's acting weird. It's turning on and off. She's like, yeah, it does that sometimes. I was like, okay. Then all of a sudden she's like, okay, we're going to go to bed now. And I was like, okay, it was pretty early. I was actually surprised we were going to bed so soon. But, you know, I was crashing on the couch with my blanket, and they had this little Pomeranian dog who was hanging out in the living room with me. And shortly after I went to bed on the couch, all of a sudden I heard footsteps run by the couch. So their living room kind of ran into their kitchen, and the footsteps went by the couch into the kitchen. And it was so obvious and so clear. I sounded like a child's footsteps running. And the dog went running and chasing after it, barking and chasing after footsteps. I was like, okay, that was a squirrel or a raccoon, you know, just trying to rationalize it. And at that point, my heart started racing a little bit, but I was trying to rationalize it. 30 seconds later, it happened again, coming from the kitchen into the living room, right by the couch, like within arm's reach. I could have touched the sound. I never saw anything that night, but for about a half an hour straight, I heard footsteps every 30 to 45 seconds run from the living room to the kitchen, or the kitchen into the living room, and every time I tried to justify it, it would do it again, and again, and again, and again, and I just sat there, petrified, trying to pretend like I was sleeping, and the dog is what really did it for me, because it was verifying, you know, through the dog, I was verifying that I was experiencing this, because it was every time the dog would go chasing after it, barking, and this happened for about a half an hour, 40 minutes, until the lady's roommate came home, which was my step uncle at the time, and I just went and hung out with him for the rest of the night in his bedroom. Nothing else happened. But yeah, those are my two primary experiences. It's so crazy to me that the spirit world is a reality. It just really trips me out. Anyway, I'm a long time fan, Brewskis, and take care of yourselves, and keep doing what you're doing. And it really is wonderful that you guys provide this outlet for people who have experienced things, and to give them a place to talk about it and not feel crazy. And just so all you people know, like, this stuff is legitimate. My dad actually died of cancer recently, and we spoke about him giving me, you know, letting me know if there's something after this a lot. We knew he was going to go, and we talked about it a lot, and he did. He did let me know after, but I'll tell that another time. Anyway, take care, guys.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.